Horrific Network Entertainment. Black cats, white sheets, get ready for the creepy crawlies. One trick, bad streets, get ready for the teepee jollies. Everybody, this is Jimmy, and I am at Drew's Frights as part of the Drew's Frights event here on Roblox. super excited to be here. If you are listening to the podcast side of things, we will be combining Drew's Frights with taking a little epilogue down Buena Vista Street in an upcoming Disney project, but that is not here or there on either thing right now. We are at Drew's Frights, and I am excited about it. His tribute store is opening next weekend. Wicked Grove, Realm of the Pumpkin. I almost want to do that one last, just because we saw that at Halloween Horror Nights. Inferno here. So here is Venom. Let's take a look at Venom. Yeah, this Drew the theme park dude guy, he seems like a cool guy on you know, on social media and stuff, so we were happy to come and support. I tell you what, man, I'm not, So, for the record, I waited a while. Some kind of kitchen, Venom. It's like a Venom. The sound is kind of off here. The Omega Venom in here. Thank you. And now we're in a hotel. Motel. Found him again. Oh shit, Carnage is in here. It's kind of a twist. Was not expecting Carnage to make an appearance in this maze. I don't know why, I guess I should have. Damn, and they're fighting each other. That's kind of dope. Oh damn, they came out in between us. So we are now walking into Gothic. This one actually teleported us relatively fast. I was surprised, pleasantly. This is kind of cool. Going to the old church. Yeah, the sound in the game mechanics, at least for me, man, is not... Unfortunately, is not in sync. Shit, just popped out. That guy came out. I actually think I like the the Venom one more. Because even with the game synchronization being a little bit off, I just feel like the Venom one actually looked better in some parts. But I don't know. Some of this Gothic is cool. Drew had said that the game was acting buggy. He wanted me to wait a couple days. So I did upon the recording of this. But I wanted to make sure we got we decided we're going to do Wicked Growth just because Universal Monsters has all that space. I feel like it's going to be the best one. And the only time the line got laggy was the first maze. Otherwise, we've been let pretty much right in, and this is... Damn, this is actually a pretty good little... The caretaker... I'm just kind of like taking these mazes in just because I've never seen anything. I mean, some of these you can tell he built directly inspired by Wicked Growth, which is kind of cool to see someone do an HHN-30 homage so quickly. Yeah, look at this. Here's the witch's cabin. So he's definitely trying to do Wicked Growth here. And he's not super far off with it. Again, just some of these game bug issues. Alright, our final maze, Universal Monsters. Will this be the best one? It's definitely the biggest one. Okay, here we go. Shit, the graveyard with the statues. This is definitely based on the Universal one, I think. Werewolf. Where's the hunchback? There's a gargoyle. That was just like another gargoyle from Gothic is what it felt like. Dracula. There he is. Mummy. Here comes the mummy. Phantom of the Opera, he got us. Frankenstein. Bride of Frankenstein. Came out and got us. Dracula one more time. For having us out, that was a fun time. You can visit Drew's Frights if you follow Drew's Plaza or Drew the Theme Park Dude on Twitter. You can probably find a link to Drew's Frights on Roblox, but we will put a link in the show notes for you as well. Drew's Frights, I believe, is open all haunt season. This we came to in the middle of the day to record this episode, and the game was open, which is cool. So there you go. Check out Drew's Frights. If I'm going to rank them, I'm going to rank them Wicked Growth, Venom, Monsters, Gothic. Pretty much the reverse, right to left instead of left to right there. Above me is how I would put those four. Anyway, thank you for watching. We got a bunch of more stuff coming. And if you are listening to this podcast, we have a little bonus epilogue to go along with this episode. So stay tuned. Take care, everybody. If you're listening or if you're watching, stay spooky.
That is going to be coming up here shortly in a little while. We are at Halloween time 3. This is a going to be a real Halloween hodgepodge type of a show here on this Saturday. Halloween time 3, though, man, I'm excited for it. Here at Brick World, we know that they're year-round maze that we are about to do is kind of in a position that we have seen it before, the Stranger Things maze. This is the first attempt that I have seen of here at Brick World at a scare zone. A lot of pumpkins in there. Kind of cool. Get it into Hell Hall here. And check this out. This is the Cruella de Vil zone. Or so I have been told. And there she is. Let's go get a picture. So not really, you know, a whole lot going on here. And Cruella just, you know, kind of being here. Will's house here. I always kind of thought that this one was more random chainsaw, right? Lucas there. I'm agreeing to
talk. Oh my god.
Now in the lab. Little upside down spores everywhere. That's one thing I guess in Silent Hill that this will have going for it. Hopper. Shit. That Demogorgon was close. There's no music for the Demogorgon, or sound effects, I should say. Which is unfortunate. But now we're in the high school. Again, no sound effect or nothing. But, you know, the sounds. That's a cool image, though. Okay, so, I mean, really, what this whole area of the park kind of falls under for me personally is the same kind of thing where none of it feels fully completed. None of it seems terrible. but none of it seems like completely complete. I'm curious for the Silent Hill maze. Pretty badass looking, I'm not gonna lie. Here. Pyramid Hat. Not Midwich Elementary. Very short. Too short, man. Let's go take a look one more time at the shirt. The official Halloween time shirt. I pick one of those up to support. And I'm going to be wearing it in the next portion of the video. So we've done Drew's Frights on this podcast. Speaking solely for the podcast, but if you go back on these videos, Drew's Frights, we've done, which was a smaller event. Now we've done Brick World Halloween Time 3, smaller event. But I tell you, the graphics in the Silent Hill maze were dope. We will now transition over to a fun one, Dark Mansion, we've been waiting to do. So let's go over there. going on, everybody? This is Jimmy, or if you are listening on the podcast, I have now made my way over to Dark Mansion, which is another smaller event, which was going to, I think, originally be a pretty large scale event. And who knows, man, like throughout the year, maybe they'll keep it open and they'll add to it. But what we ended up with is kind of like a signature maze and a maze based on The Shining. So let's go do the maze based on The Shining, which we have, you know, seen done before. So we've seen this maze done, you know, before. We've seen it done, you know, really well. So I'm curious, man, to see what happens as we enter here. Straight into the head. Shit. Jack Torrance. He is up in our shit here. You gotta like go around him. Very unnerving. And now into the pages. Look at this. In Congress. It's the Declaration. That's kind of weird. Supposed to be the Hag from 237, I think. Damn, now the twins. This reminds me a lot of Grotti's Horror Houses. Like on that level, oh shit. Right there with Grotti's Horror Houses is where I would put this, the quality of this maze. It's really good, actually. Oh, now we're in the bathroom. I see the man. There she is again. Damn, this is very long. Wow.
Here's Johnny.
Oh, shit. That's gnarly looking. Grubby, that clean looking clown is actually pretty terrifying.
Oh!
This one has not been as good as the Shining one, actually. Is it being original, whatever it was supposed to be, make it better, but nah. Shining one has been way better, sadly. Well, that's gnarly looking, though. Now in his tent. All right, what's going on, everyone? This is Jimmy, and I am at Now Magic Kingdom. If you're listening to this on the podcast, this is just the next segment in that mega mashup podcast. We're at Magic Kingdom now for Halloween time. Already, Magic Kingdom is the park surrounded by controversy. We've talked about that again and again. However, their rides continue to be some of the best rides. And their newest attraction has opened. And look at these decorations. With the Halloween music. This place looks great. You can hate on this company. You can hate on this game. I always say it, I think, every time I come here. Do you dare to go out at night? Are you scared when there is no light? The scoundrels and the villains are enough to cause a fright. Something's calling that you can't resist. The fear is something that still persists. Like, this is awesome. We're walking now into some of the scenery here. Boogie Boogie's Halloween party. No, I wouldn't call it a full Halloween party. The park itself does look very cool. I want to find, and like, just listen to the music with this scenery. It's impressive, man. No denying. Whoever it is that is programming the games for Magic Kingdom. Well, hi there, Mr. Queen. It's the Mr. Clean song. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. She's never found a cleaning job that's tough enough to stop you. Let's clean this basement floor. Oh shit, okay. Check this out. A picture with some of these characters. Hollywood. From the Tower of Terror. Amid the glitz and the glitter of a bustling in the movie town at the height of its golden age, the Hollywood Tower Hotel was a star in its own right, a beacon for the show business elite. Now, something is about to happen that will change all that. It's pretty dope.
on an evening very much like the one we have just witnessed. Tonight's story in the Twilight Zone is somewhat unique and calls for a different kind of an induction. This, as you may recognize, is a maintenance service elevator, still in operation, waiting for you. We invite you, if you dare, to step aboard, because in tonight's episode, you are the star, and this elevator travels directly to the Twilight Zone.
You can see our little avatar there. Here we go. Get on the ride, dude.
You are the passengers in a most uncommon elevator about to ascend into your very own episode of Through the Twilight Zone. One stormy night long ago, five people stepped through the door of an elevator and then one night. That door is opening once again, and this time, it's opening for you. Darkest corner of the imagination, in the Tower of Terror.
Pretty dope, dude.
A warm welcome back to those of you who made it, and a friendly word of warning, something you won't find in any guidebook. The next time you check into a deserted hotel on the dark side of Hollywood, make sure you know just what kind of vacancy you're filling, or you may find yourself a permanent resident of the Twilight Zone.
And so there you go, man. The thing glitched again. I'm back in my Jack t-shirt, but whatever. Things could be worse. You see the Tower of Terror there behind me with the Mickey Pumpkin and everything in its glory for Halloween time here in the Magic Kingdom. That ride was fun, man. Fun way to end this montage. Is only going to make sense, really, if you're listening to the podcast, but fun way to end this montage of coverage. We did the Brick World 2 mazes, the Dark Mansion 2 mazes, and now that ride on top of Drew's Frights. So should be overall a cool podcast to listen to, hopefully, if you listen to the podcast, or hopefully you've been enjoying these videos in our Haunt Season playlist to go along with our Roblox theme park coverage. So thank you again for watching. Take care, everybody. This is another video in the Haunt Season playlist, but I am in TM Studios, part of their Halloween events. And there are some cool mazes in this park. I think we came here last year. I'm trying to figure out how the hell we get out of here. It's pretty rad. Jason. Now we're dealing with the purge. Fuck, dude. Just getting fucking bombarded here. Jason from Fast Pass for Fucks would survive in this match for real. Holy shit. This has really turned into a purge maze. Everywhere. Going into the second TM Studios maze now, Freaks. Looks like Skeletor. It's got a picture of Skeletor makes coming to TM Studios worth it. That guy's gnarly looking. This maze in particular is pretty good. Just got thrown into a third maze, the Clowns War. So a maze at the end of the Freaks maze, the Clowns War. We are walking into it right now, back to back. Wild. So far, all we've really seen is chain link fence, but now we're actually like walking into, I think, what is the actual maze? Maybe, yeah. This clown killing this other clown. Fuck. What happens if we go the other way? Definitely meant to go the other way. Hanging bags here. Looks like Hell Cop almost. This is weird. That's frightening. Like a House's Octoberville character. Damn, dog. Now we have to go into this house. Pretty solid mazes, really. I think the clown maze, I'm really conflicted about because I feel like it might be the scariest, but it also might be the weakest. The freaks was good, but short. The infection was also good. I was pleasantly surprised by this event. And if you're listening on the podcast, I hope this little bonus epilogue after I had originally closed things out on the other video / section of the podcast was a nice surprise for you. So we had a few different chunks there, from rides to small haunt events, each of a couple of different mazes from 2 to 3 there. So cool. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was fun to just kind of bounce back and forth through these smaller happenings. And I hope you guys enjoyed watching me or listening to me do it. So we will talk to you later. Take care, everybody.